We'll start. I'll say today Mangalacharan, Namoharian Thadam, and then Arush, you will say Chittari Mangalpath. Okay? We join our hands and close our eyes. Namo Arahantadam, Namo Siddhadam, Namo Airiyadam, Namo Uvachayadam, Namo Loe Savsahudam, Aso Panch Namo Yaro, Sav Pavapanasino, Mangalam Cha Savvesim, Padmam Hohi Mangalam.
Chittari Mangalam Arihantra Mangalam Siddha Mangalam Sahu Mangalam Kevali Pandram Dhammo Mangalam Chattari Lokatama Arihantra Lokatama Siddha Lokatama Sahu Lokatama Kevali Pandram Dhammo Lokatama Chattari Saranam Pavajavi Arihant Saranam Pavajavi Siddha Saranam Pavajavi Sahu Saranam Pavajavi Kevali Pandaram Tamayam Saranam Pavajavi.
Okay, very good. Okay, so have you all revised? As I told you in last class, we'll have came into this class. Diya? Have you revised everything what we have learned till now? Okay. Natasha? Arush? You have revised? Oh, very good. Jaimin, have you? Hello, Arjun?
Yes?
Yeah. Have you revised everything?
I have revised a little bit, but not all the way because I had a big speech to give this week.
Okay, fine. Jaimin, have you revised everything?
Yeah.
Okay, very good, excellent. Okay, so what we'll do, for first 15 minutes, we'll discuss something and then afterwards we'll play game, okay? Okay,
okay.
How many of you have heard the name of Ram? Ram. Diya, do you know who Ram is? Ram?
Yes.
Who is he?
Bhagwan.
Oh, okay, Bhagwan. So you have heard his name. Natasha, have you heard who Ram is?
I was at home in that parking lot because it would really help.
Hello, Natasha? Okay, you have heard. And Arush as well heard, okay? Okay, Jaimin, do you know who Ram is? Hello, Jaimin?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard about Ram Bhagwan?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And Arjun, have you?
I believe I have heard of Ram.
Okay. So, what else do, you know, Ram, in, you know, India, there are many religions, okay? So, there is one of religion is Hindu. So, Ram is God in Jainism as well. He's a God as well. And also, in Hindus also, he's, you know, Bhagwan, okay? So, Ram has his brother Lakshman. Lakshman, or if you have heard about Ram, I guess you must have heard about Lakshman, okay? So, Ram and Lakshman was two brothers, okay? So, I'll tell you instance from their life, okay? What happens, these two brothers, they have very, you know, they both were very loving each other, okay? So, Lakshman and Ram, they both loved each other very much, okay? So, once upon a time, all devs in, you know, Swarga, all celestial beings were sitting and discussing about these two. So, they were discussing like, you know, Ram and Lakshman really love each other. The real brothers love, if you want to see, you go and see Ram and Lakshman. So, now two of the Dev, okay, from Devgati, okay, You know what Dave is? Hello? Natasha, do you know what Dave is? Hello? Yeah, Dave, those who live in the Dev Gati. Hello? Wait, you all can hear me clearly, right?
This is Arjun. I can't hear you so well. Your voice is a little bit crackly.
Oh, okay. Hello. Yeah, Dia, you also cannot hear me? Hello.
Yes.
Arjun, yeah. Okay. Dia, can you also not hear me? Hello. Hello. Is everybody here? Jaimin, can you hear me?
Janboji, it's fine. Arjun, I guess there are lots of noise coming from your mobile. Please keep it on mute if you're not speaking.
Yeah, I was on mute this whole time, but...
No, I was hearing some conversation you were having with some other person there. So, so please keep it on mute, if you're not speaking on this.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Okay, Arjun, so, you know what Dave is? I'll tell you. Okay, there are four states of living. See, we all are human beings, okay? So, humans are called Manushya. So, we live, you know, in the state of living. Our state of living is, you know, of human beings. I am human, you are human. You all are human, okay? So, there are four kind of states, okay? One of the state is we, human beings, the state of us, okay? Other one, there are cow, birds, elephants, monkeys. These are all animals, right? These are not human beings, right? So these animals have their own state, okay? So that state of, like, this is not their name that we learn in later classes, okay? So there are just four classification of human being in which they are formed, okay? So like we are human beings, okay, right? So we are in the state of human beings. So our state of living is human beings, okay? Animals, they have their separate state. So there are many kind of animals. So they are, broadly known as in which state of living do they live? They live in the animal state of living. Fine. The same way there is, Narak, hell. We all know what hell is. In hell, there are also people which live, okay, who live there. And, if you have done something wrong, you get punishment in hell. So this is another state of living, hell. And other state of living is heaven. When you have done something good, you rest in heaven. Not for lifetime, but just some time, okay? So it's not for time infinite. So just like we are spending life on this earth, being human being, it is possible that we would spend some life being animal, or even in hell, or even in heaven. So this soul, what we are, is found in four states, okay? So in this, in this cosmos, in this samsara, where we are living, there are four kind of soul, four kind of, state of living in which this soul lives. One is what we are living in human being state. Other one is animals, they are living in an animal state. Then the hell, where Naraki, we call it Narak Gati, Narak, okay, so Narak is hell. So who lives in Narak? Naraki ji. And heaven is Dev Gati. So who is in heaven? Devas. Okay, so Dev, the one who lives in Devgati. So, Devas don't have to, work to, to earn some living. They don't go to the work offices and they have no, they are living really, comfortable and leisureful life. Okay? So, Natasha, there are four states of living. Okay? Now you get it? we are the human beings, other are animals, then those who live in hell or Naragati or Narakis, and those who live in heaven, and we call it Devgati, means state of living in is known as Devgati, and the people, the souls who live there is known as Dev. Okay? I'm clear? Dia, do you have any doubt? We'll learn about it in a later classes. Okay, it's just a shorter, like the
Hello?
Okay, so Dia, do you get me? Four state of livings? Just as we are living as human beings, there are other souls to which are living. But in which form? There are many forms. They can be either animals, they can be or in hell as Naraki, they can or be in heaven as Dev. Okay? So there are four kind of states where the soul is found. Okay, in different forms. Fine, I am clear, right? Jamin, am I clear?
Yes.
Okay. So now this Ram and Lakshman, they both were brother and they have immense love for each other, okay? So once upon a time, the Dev in the heaven, the people, the living beings which live in heaven are known as Dev. So they were discussing, okay? So they were discussing about Ram and Lakshman. So the point came out that, you know, if you really want to see a love between brothers, you should see Ram and Lakshman. So now two Devs, they, you know, try to test it. They got amused by hearing, oh, okay, they really love each other. So they wanted to test. Is their love is really strong? Okay? So now what happens? These two Devas from Devgati, from heaven, comes to this Manushigati. From heaven, they comes to this earth. Okay? So they came to this earth to test what? The love between Ram and Lakshman. So now what they do? They go to Lakshman and what they say, they form themselves as human beings, okay? So they convert their body as of humans and then they come approach Lakshman and tell him, Lakshman, you know, Ram is dead. What do they say to Lakshman? Hello, Dia?
Ram is dead.
Okay, so, Ram wasn't dead. Lakshman was in his, you know, in his palace. They had palace, okay, they were kings. Okay, so, Lakshman was in his palace. These two devs converted themselves into normal human beings and they came and they approached and they informed Lakshman what? Ram is dead. Your brother, your elder brother. Ram was elder, Lakshman was younger. So, your elder brother Ram is dead. So now this Lakshman only said, Ha Ram, and he died. What happened? What happened, Sarjun?
He died.
Listening what?
He died?
Yeah, he died by what made him dead?
What was the question? I couldn't understand it.
I'm telling you why he died. Why did he die?
Lakshmi died? Lakshman?
Yeah, Lakshman. Okay. Jamin? Okay. Thank you, Arjun. Jamin?
Yeah.
Jamin, are you there? Yeah. Why did Lakshman die actually?
Because his elder brother died.
Yeah, so he loved him too much that he couldn't, you know, actually bear it that his elder brother died. So only by listening that he died, he was in so, you know, he so loved his brother so much that he died only by, you know, listening to the news of his death, right? So this Lakshman dies. Now these Devas, they really get, you know, terrified or... I mean, they really got afraid that what have we done? We just told him some wrong news that his brother is dead and he died for real. So now Lakshman is dead. So now these two Devas approaches Ram and says that we are sorry but your brother is dead. Now the Ram loved his brother so much that he didn't believe only that he's dead. And he approached Lakshman. Now Lakshman was lying on the floor, okay? He was not speaking, he was not looking at anybody, he was not doing anything, he was still. He was a dead body, okay? The Lakshman. So Ram, he was in so love, okay? The love between these two was so, you know, so much that Ram took him, he took him on his arms, okay? And for 6 months, 6 months, he kept him on his, you know, arms only, and he made him eat daily. He went to walk with him, you know, all the time. He pretended like he is a living being. What is happening over here, that Ram is not believing that his brother is dead. So he comes, he sits with him, he sleeps with him, he says, okay, eat food, they eat food together. So he's like pretending that, yes, his brother is not dead and he's living with him. Natasha, did you get what is happening? The love is so, you know, the love between these two brothers was so, you know, so much that the Ram, firstly, when Lakshman heard that Ram is dead, he died on the spot. When Ram heard that Lakshman is dead, he didn't believe. And for 6 months, he carried him with him, treating him like a living being. Okay? So now again, Devas decided that what is he doing? Ram, he has to, you know, he is yet to become Bhagwan. And if he kept doing this, then he will never be able to become Bhagwan, because when he will take Diksha and all, so when he will not become Muniraj, how can he become Arihant or Siddha Parameshthi? So Devas thought, what is he doing? So Devas thought that they should, you know, actually, you know, they have to make understand Ram that Lakshman is no more, okay? So now, Ram was not going to listen to them anyways if they tell them that Lakshman is dead, because for the 6 months, everybody was telling him that Lakshman is dead. So nobody is going to believe him. So now what happens? This one of the Devar comes, and what he does, when Lakshman was carrying, Ram was carrying Lakshman, besides, the Deva also come, and what he starts doing, he takes one, you know, stone and start, you know, digging it to make plants out of it. Okay? Where do we sow seeds? Arush, where do we sow seeds to have, you know, trees? Hello? You sow seeds, right? Seeds to grow plants, to grow trees. Hello, Arush. Do you know what seed is? Seed.
No.
Okay. Natasha, do you know what seed is?
Seed, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Seed.
Yeah. So we bury it into the soil, and then after some time when we water it, the plant takes birth. Right?
Right.
Right, Arush. Okay, so now what this dev is doing, he's taking one stone and he's digging the seed into it. Will the plant grow up?
Yes.
Yes or no? On the, you bury a seed into soil or into the stone? Natasha, what do we do? We bury seed into the soil or into the stone, into a rock, soil, right? And what if we bury into a rock? Like if I approach some big rock and start digging it and put a seed into it, will the plant grow up from the rock?
No,
it won't. Dia, will it?
No.
You know, na, right? Okay, so we all know that seed grows only on the soil. But now this babe is doing what? He's trying to make plant on the rock, okay? So now this Ram looks at this babe who is trying to dig, you know, the stone, the rock. For what vegetation? For plants, for trees. So Ram says, are you a fool? What are you doing? You will not get plant on this rock. So Dev says, are you not doing the same thing? So now then Ram says, what? I don't understand. So Dev says that, what are you doing? For 6 months you're just trying to feed the dead body. You want your dead Lakshman, your dead brother, alive, but he is no more. He cannot come back. So if you feed him, if you take walk with him, if you talk to him, he will not, you know, come back. So Ram actually now feels that, yeah, he was wrong. So now then, after 6 months, he leaves his body. Okay? See, so two brothers can have this much of love. These two were Balbhadra and Narayan that we learn in later classes, okay? So all Balbhadra and Narayan have the same love between them, okay? So now, tell me one thing. If Ram is feeding Lakshman for 6 months, is he Lakshman eating anything? Diya. Why Diya?
Can you please repeat the question again?
Yeah, my voice is clear to you all, right? Or did you miss some part? Hello?
Clear?
Yeah, clear. Okay, so here my question is that Lakshman, when Ram was feeding Lakshman, he was making him eat. Did Lakshman eat anything?
No.
He didn't? Why?
Because he's dead.
He is dead. Okay. But from what we eat?
Mouth.
Mouth. He had mouth. Dead body has mouth. Why didn't he eat?
Because
okay.
He has no life.
What? It has no life. So life is life. What is no life means? What does no life mean?
You could not move.
Soul.
You could...
Yeah?
Huh?
Yeah, okay, very good. Jamin? Hello, Jamin?
Yes?
When Ram was talking to Lakshman, was Lakshman replying to Ram for 6 months?
No.
Why?
Because Lakshman was dead.
Okay, so who speaks? You speak from your mouth, right? Lakshman had mouth. Even the dead body had mouth. Why didn't it speak?
Because its mind couldn't send the messages down the channel.
Okay, fine. Arish?
Yes?
Well, Ram was talking to Lakshman. Was Lakshman actually here listening to Ram? Yes or no?
No.
Why?
How can you repeat? One second.
Yeah, see, yeah. My question is, when Ram is talking to Lakshman for 6 months, is Lakshman listening to Ram?
No, he's dead.
He's dead. So, but what? The dead body has ears. Can't it listen to what I am saying or what Ram is saying? Yeah. Can it hear or not?
What?
Can Lakshman hear? A dead body can hear you or not?
Yes, he is.
Okay, fine. Natasha?
Yeah?
Yeah, so why Lakshman is not listening, he's not talking, he's not eating?
Because Lakshman is dead.
Okay, so he is dead, but you know, all these things are done by this body only. Ears listens to what you are saying. From mouth we speak, from mouth we eat. So everything is present. Why is he not? What is it? What is that thing which is absent, in the absence of which he cannot do all these things?
He's dead. He can't move or anything.
I see he's dead, but in the absence of what you call him dead?
In the absence of soul.
In the absence of soul. Okay, fine. So now tell me, when, hello, in the absence of soul,
what?
Soul,
what?
Atma, soul.
Oh, soul, okay.
Yeah, okay. So now tell me now one question to you all, okay. When Lakshman was living, who was actually living? His body or his soul?
Soul.
Why not his body?
No, because body is not ours.
Okay, no, I'm talking about when he's not dead, okay? He's living, okay? So he talks to you, he eats food, he talks to his brother, he does everything, okay? So now at this time, who is living? His soul is living or his body is living?
His body.
His body? Jamin, are you sure?
No, his soul, his soul.
Okay, okay, fine. So, Diya, what is your answer? His body or his soul?
Body is
Ajeev. Body is Ajeev. Oh, excellent. Very good. Arjun, what do you think? Arjun?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think? Who is living? Lakshman's body or Lakshman's soul? When he's actually living, he's not dead.
Lakshman's soul?
And not body?
No.
Why? He is walking with his legs, man. Why?
Because you said last week, I remember you said that body is just protection.
Okay, so just because I said Lakshman's body is not living.
Yes.
Huh? Okay, I wasn't there when Lakshman was there. So if I haven't said this to him, does it apply to Lakshman what I say every day? No. It is
no.
Nature. Okay. Now simply tell me one thing. And Natasha, you will tell me. Look at, imagine you are looking at an elephant. Now tell me, elephant is a living or non-living? Wait, Arjun, Natasha, it's a question to you.
It is living, because it has a non-living, because it doesn't have a soul.
A elephant, a walking elephant, okay? You can imagine a walking elephant, okay? It's huge, it's, you know, grayish, kind of black, and it has long, long teeth, two teeth, okay? So now tell me, is he living or non-living?
I'm living.
He is walking, so he is living or non-living?
Living.
He is living. Right. Fine. Diya, Arjun, what do you think?
He is living. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, so sorry. Yeah, Arjun, you think the elephant is living? Jamin, what do you think? That elephant is living or not?
Living.
That is living, okay. Diya, what do you think?
Elephant's Atma is living.
Hello?
The walking body. Yeah, hello.
I thought you just got disconnected.
yeah, okay, okay. I got disconnected a moment, some moments ago. Okay, so Diya, elephant's soul is living, but what about the body that is walking? Hello, Diya?
Ajeev.
Ajeev or non-living, sure?
Sure.
Very good, Diya. See, listen all, okay? See, body of anybody, let it be an ant, elephant, dinosaur, human being, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, friends, anybody, your teachers, anybody. Always one who knows, who can see, is a soul. And that soul is only which lives. Body is always a non-living. So if there is a walking elephant, its body is a non-living, his soul is living. If you ask what am I, my body is non-living, but I am soul and I am living. So I am what? I am soul, not this body. Okay, because I am knowing things, not this body is knowing things. So who is the knower? Me. And this body cannot know. So definitely I cannot be this body. So the soul is living and body is non-living. Am I clear? So whenever now, from now, if I ask you what is ant living or is a crocodile living, so what will you say? Crocodile's soul is living. Crocodile's body is non-living. Living is known as jeev. We all are jeev. Jeev means living, one who lives, one who knows. Non-living means a jeev, one who does not know, one who does not live. Am I fine? Okay, so we'll take up with this topic in the next session, but now we come back to our game. But you all remember this story of Lakshman and Ram? You know, Ram later became Bhagwan, okay? The Bhagwan, like Mahavir Bhagwan, he also became Bhagwan, okay? So, Ram and Lakshman, they both had so much love in between them that they couldn't bear the death of each other, okay? And the dead body, this teaches us that dead body doesn't have any knowledge, but the dead body can't do anything. If you feed it for 6 months, it doesn't, the life doesn't gonna come back into the dead body. So this body is non-living, but I am the soul and I am living. Fine? Is this fine with us all?
Yes.
Yes, so no. Okay, congratulations. This was the toughest chapter of, you know, Jainism. Okay, so we just learned the toughest thing of Jainism. Fine. So now we come back to our game. The game is that we'll have two teams. One is Diya and Arjun. The other team is Natasha, Arush and Jamin. Sorry for this inequality or disequilibrium, but we had 5 odd people, so, you know, we cannot divide evenly. So, Diya and Arjun, are you fine being in a team?
Yes.
Arjun? Okay, so your team's name is Arihanta. Arihant Parmeshti. Okay, so your team name is Arihant Parmeshti. Okay. Natasha, Arush and Jamin, are you fine with being in the same team?
Yeah. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello, so sorry, I got disconnected. Yeah, so Natasha, Jamin, and Arush, you all are...
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, so now here.
Hello?
Hello? I guess Anubhavji got dropped off. Let's give him some time. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, just wait for some time. I think Anubhav ji got dropped off.
Okay.
Hello.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm getting frequently disconnected. So if I get disconnected later, you all keep, you know, continuing the game. Okay, so now what we'll do, Arihanta team and Siddha team, I'll ask you the question. Who will say Om first and answer my question will be given first chance to ask question to other team. Okay, so it's like a toss. Okay, who will start the game? Fine, are you all ready? You have to say Om. That will be the qualifying, I mean, that will make you eligible to give an answer to my question. Okay?
Yeah.
All ready? Okay, my question. Out of 5 Parmeshthis, 2 Parmeshthis are Dev, Bhagwan. Who are they?
Om.
Om, Om, Om. Who said first Om?
It was, I think it was me.
Yeah, Arjun, I think too. And yours and Jamin's voice is too much matching, so I'm confused. Okay, Arjun, say. It was Arjun. Natasha, we had to not name these. We have to say Om. Okay, Arjun, what is it?
The two Parmeshthis in the Dev group are Arihanta Parmeshthi and Siddha Parmeshthi.
Excellent, very good. So now Arihanta will start the game. Now the rules, okay? Arihanta, I mean, anything.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Okay. Arihanta will ask question to Siddha and Siddha has to answer it within 30 seconds, okay? After 30 seconds, it will be considered unanswered and the Arihantas will have to give the answers, whatever they ask. Whichever question you ask should be from whatever we have learned till now only. And it should be related to Jainism only, okay? And related to a class only. Fine?
Yeah.
And yes?
My team is the Arihanta, right?
No, your team is Siddha. You are with Natasha. Okay? Jamin?
Okay.
Fine. Okay, so all the best to you all. Only ask the questions of which you know the answer. Otherwise, you'll get minus marking for asking those questions of which you don't know the answers. Because if that other team doesn't give the answer, you will have to give the answer. And if you don't give it, you'll get minus markings. Fine. Okay, so start. Dia and Arjun, yours is first. Ask question to team Siddha.
Dia, you can ask the question.
Okay. Hello. Yeah.
And name them.
Can you repeat the question?
How many Parmeshthis are there? And name them.
Five.
You have to name them.
Arihantas, Upadhyay, Sadhu, Siddhas, and Acharyas.
It should be in order.
Arihantas, Siddha, Acharya, Upadhyay, Sadhu.
Yes, it's correct.
Okay, fine. Very good. So Siddha team gets 1 point. Now Siddha's turn to ask Arihantas.
Hello.
toughest question you have to ask. Don't ask them easy questions, okay?
What language is the Namokar Mantra in?
The Namokar.
Prakrit language.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Listen, you all have to, you know, defeat each other. So try to ask the first question, you know, okay? Yeah, Ayanta, it's your turn.
Arjun, you ask.
Okay. What is the meaning of the Namokar Mantra?
The Namokar Mantra, the first line means Namo Arihantana, means I bow down to all Arihantas. I bow down to all Siddhas. I bow down to all Acharyas. I bow down to all Upadhyas. And I bow down to all Jain Sadhus.
Good job.
Okay, Siddhas, your turn.
What is the name of the first year Tankar?
Rishabh Dev. Good job. Hello?
I guess a few of the people got dropped off. Do we have everyone? Do we have Natasha, Arush, Jamin, and Arjun?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I guess then we have lost Anubhavji, but anyways, we can continue with the game. So it was Siddha's team who were asking the question. Can you repeat the question, please?
I answered the question, but...
Oh, okay, sorry, because we got disconnected, we couldn't do. Okay, fine. So now it is Arianta's team who needs to ask the question, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Diya, can you ask one question to them?
Name the 24 Tirthankars.
Okay, so the question to Siddha's team is, Arianta team has asked the question, name the 24 Tirthankaras. Natasha, Arush, Jamin, anyone can answer that?
You all have 30 seconds only to think. Siddha, start. Losing time.
Come on, Natasha, Arush, Natasha, Arush, Jamin.
It's been 30 seconds.
Yeah, time up. Natasha, Arush, Jamin, you don't know 24 Tirthankar's name?
I kind of do.
Okay, fine. So you lost by 1 point. Yeah, Natasha.
Hello? Oh my God, sorry, we got disconnected.
Oh.
Battery went down.
What to do now?
I think the point should be given.
Hello, Natasha?
Yeah?
Diya asked you a question, name the 24 Tirthankaras. And you got disconnected. So do you know the name of 24 Tirthankaras?
Yes, I do.
Okay, tell us then.
Their names are like, okay, Rishabhdev. Okay, Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Sumatinath, Prabhu, Sutarshnath, Pushpadant, Sheetalnath, Shreyansnath, Vasapuja, Vimalnath, Anantanath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kunthanath, Arenath, Malinath, Munisuvratnath, Naminath, Neminath, Parshnath, Mahavir.
You missed Chanda Prabhu.
Yes, you did. So what we'll do now, Diya, you will tell us name of 24 Tirthankaras?
Yes, Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Sumatinath, Pramaprabhu, Supashinath, Chandaprabhu, Pushpadant, Sheetanath, Shriyatnath, Vasapuja, Nimalnath, Anandnath, Dharamnath, Shantinath, Kuntinath, Arnath, Malinath, Munisuratnath, Naminath, Neminath, Pashanath, Mai Swami.
Did you miss anyone?
No.
Yeah, very good. So, Arihantas, you decide Siddhas gave your answer, but you know they missed one. So, what should we do? You want to give them complete points or you don't want to give them complete points? It's your question, your choice.
I think we should give them half a point.
Half points? Okay, so this applies to you too. If in future, if you give half answer to other team's question, then you'll get half point. Okay, so for missing one name, Natasha, you lost half point and you got half point. Okay, Siddharth, so turn to Arihantas. Ask the first question you know, but you should know.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
What is the good of Devadarshan to Arush?
Arush is on our team.
Jamin, your question is what? What is the good of Devadarshan or what is the good Devadarshan to Arush?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this question is to Arihantas team that what is the good of Devadarshan? The time starts now, 30 seconds. Diana. Seconds are going to get over. Start at least.
In Devadarshan we could get keys and then we become Bhagwan.
Now it purifies our thought and brings peace to our soul.
Okay. And what was the other answer? Hello?
I think Dia's answer was it purifies the soul.
No, Dia's answer was not that.
What did Dia answer say?
We get peace.
We get peace.
Become Bhagwan.
and we can become Bhagwan. Okay, fine, Diya. And what, Jamin, do you think the right answer is?
It purifies our thoughts and brings peace to our soul.
Okay. So, how much do you want to give to Diya? I mean, Arantas? Yeah, because Diya said bring peace to the soul and that is what we learned. Fine. Very good. So we'll give to Arantas half point and now you are all on equal bench. So Arantas turn to ask question. Good job, Jamin. Good question. Yeah, Arantas, so question to Siddharth.
Arjun, can you ask the question?
Sure. Name all the differences between the Dunkers and Bhagwan.
You have to name all the differences between Tirthankar and Bhagwan, provided Arjun knows all.
Actually, I'll change that.
Okay.
I don't know all of them, but name at least three differences between the Dunkers and Bhagwan.
Okay, so Siddharth, you have to name three differences between Arantas and Siddharth. Your time starts now.
Should I do it or do you want to do it?
Yeah. Anyone, your time is going.
Okay, there are 24 tier Tankars, but they're infinite Bhagwans.
That is
all
fun.
All tier Tankaras are Bhagwans, but not all Bhagwans are tier Tankaras. And Tirthankaras have Divya Dhwani and Bhagwans don't.
Okay, Arjun, do you think? Is it right?
Yes, all reasons are legitimate.
Oh. Okay, fine. If Arjun thinks, we'll give point to Siddharth, but I'll tell you that Bhagwans do give Dhwani. Okay, so it's not like only Tirthankaras give Divyadhvani. Like Ram Bhagwan, he gave Divyadhvani. So Tirthankaras have Samavsharan and Bhagwans don't. That is correct. But Tirthankaras give Divyadhvani and Bhagwan don't. That is not correct. Okay,
I
but
thought it
as
was
Arjun... Hello? Yeah,
yeah,
Arjun?
I thought it was that the Dunkers have Divyadhvani, while Bhagwan don't have.
No, it's like Tirthankaras and Bhagwan, okay? So they have Samavsharan. And see, in the Samavsharan too, there is one area where Bhagwan sits. And that area is known as, Gandhakuti, okay? So that small area in which Bhagwan sits in a Samavsharan, that is known as Gandhakuti. So that area is... You know, that area can any Bhagwan have. So Bhagwan says Gandhakuti, only that part of Samavsharan where Bhagwan sits. And Tirthankaras have all Samavsharan, complete Samavsharan. So for Divyadhvani, what you need is only you need to be Arhanta and you need to have Gandhakuti. Bhagwan can have Gandhakuti. So Bhagwan can give Divyadhvani. Okay, so it's okay, we are giving points to Siddharth, but now you all keep in mind that, Bhagwans also give with Divyadhvani, but Bhagwans don't have ever Bhagwans don't have.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so now Siddharth's turn to ask question. I guess last question of the day.
Okay.
The first.
What is the name of the first Kalyanak and explain what happens?
Can you repeat it?
Yeah. What is the name of the first Kalyanak and what happens during it?
Excellent question. Okay, Arantha's team, what happens in Panch Kalyanak and your first Kalyanak?
Yeah,
and you have to explain what happens in it. Your start time starts now.
So what happens in the first stage of Panch Kalyanak is that
the name of the Panch Kalyanak and what happens during it. The name and what happens.
It's Garbha Kalyanak.
That is correct.
And what happens is for 15 months before the Dunker is born, Devs come down from heaven and they celebrate for 15 long months as the baby is in the womb.
Yeah, that is correct. They also do the Abhishek, but yeah, you got the point.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So Natasha, you consider your answer correct?
Yeah, I think they should get the point.
Okay, fine. See.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. So it's already 6. It's already our time. Arhantas and Siddhas, you have really done very well. You are both on the same marks, 3.5 points. Okay, and you all have asked each other 4 and 4 questions, okay? So, we'll continue this game in the next class. I guess now you got the hook that how difficult question you have to ask, like, just like Natasha did. You have to explain first Kalyanak and what's name and explain it. Very good. Okay, just for the information, Arjun, Devas come and celebrate for 15 months, but baby, the Tirthankara, lives in the womb of a mom for only 9 months only. So, So 6 months before it's coming to the womb, okay? Into the womb of his mother, the day starts celebration. So, for 15 months, they do the raining of this, precious stones, diamonds and all. For continuously, in that city in which the Tirthankara is going to take birth. Okay? Fine.
Okay.
Excellent job for you all. Applause for you. Very good, and we'll continue it in the same way. In the first session, we'll study something, and the next session, you both team will fight. Okay, so we'll now today conclude. Natasha, you will say Ramo Arihantadam, and Dia will say Chattari Mangalpat. We'll all join our hands and close our eyes.
Namo Arihantadam, Namo Siddharam. Namo Ayariyanam, Namo Uvajayanam, Namo Loe Sava Sahunam. Aso Panch Namo Karo, Sava Pav Panasno, Mangala Lancha Savesim, Parma Bhavai Mangalam.
Chattari Mangalam, Arenta Mangalam, Seda Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kiri Pananto. Namo Mangala Chattari Logotama Arahanta Logotama Siddha Logotama Sahu Logotama Kiri Pananto Namo Logotama Chattasharnam Pavajami Antesharnam Pavajami Siddhasharnam Pavajami Sahusharnam Pavajami Kiri Pananto
Okay, Jai Jinendra to all. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks to everyone.
Bye. Hello, Sachinji.